This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
And as we were going to break, Owen, you were talking about Walmart and Disney watching our every reaction. And, of course, they're doing that in a number of ways. And they don't have to necessarily get right at your face. One of the key methods of intelligence is geospatial intelligence. That has been the fastest growing part of the intelligence community since 2000. And, of course, the person who has addressed the geospatial intelligence conferences for the government year after year has been president of the organization was none other than James Clapper. Why is that so important? Because they can look at your metadata. Remember when they kept saying, well, we're not interested in your actual phone conversations. We're not interested in curating your texts. No, we are just collecting metadata. Well, why would they do that? Well, we know why they would do that. If you look at the report that's out today, we've got a report about China talking about how they're going to use AI to do pre-crime prediction, the minority report type of thing. And this is something that actually the military and intelligence communities have been using for some time. They've been doing pre-crime reports here in America. This is nothing new. They're just coming out with it more frequently. They're showing you that it's happening in other countries. But we've had reports that it's happening here as well. We've talked about that multiple times. Yes, folks, it's already here. And it's going to get far worse, just as we were talking about single payer being more oppressive than the FDA prohibiting you being able to take a particular drug if they don't approve it, even if you're a terminally ill patient. All that type of thing is already in place. It's just continuing to get worse until the day that we wake up and say, you're not going to do this to us anymore. What they do with geospatial intelligence is that they take a look at your activity, activity-based intelligence, and they can put this together, just watching where you are with your phone, watching the types of things that you look at. They can piece together, using your metadata, everything that they need to know about you in far more detail than they could if they were to intercept and store your communications, your verbal communications, your text communications. They can get more from you. So when we have these people coming back and saying, don't worry, it's just your metadata, that's the most powerful information that they could get from you. Now, where is this going, Owen? They're going to be putting in, mandating boxes for our cars under Department of Transportation rules. They're going to be mandating that it's something else to add to the cost of your car. It's not going to make you safer. It's going to make you part of the collectivized hive in terms of transportation. This is all-out warfare on us. You have to understand that. And one of the things that you do if you're going to war against a country, you're going to try to control their movement, their transportation. If you're at war with somebody, you're going to take out their airfields. You're going to take out their highways. You're going to take out their railroads. Well, they're going to do that, and they're going to offer it to you as a service. But, of course, it's a service that you're going to have to buy. That is the real insidious part of this. And, of course, Owen, they're not going to get the Congress to vote on this mandate. It is something, as we pointed out before, they've created the Department of Transportation. All these departments can then create rules. They put them out for a period of time to see if people are going to comment on them. But regardless of whether you comment on it, it becomes law. And then they mandate these things. This is the way this is gradually rolling out. And we're going to talk about John McAfee when we come back at the top of the hour and have radio stations joining us. We're going to talk about how he has pointed out what Google is really doing with this. But this is something that is very important. And Eric Peters has talked about the fact that when they talk about autonomous cars, no, they're not autonomous. They're automated. And I have something now that is an autonomous car. It's called an automobile. I drive it myself. You know, they're talking about self-driving cars. That's what I have now. I want to keep that. I like my steering wheel. I want to keep my steering wheel. I want to keep my brakes and my gas pedal.
They want an automated planet, David. They want a totally automated planet. But here's what they're going to do. They're going to have the self-driving cars. They're going to have all the autonomous cars on the road. And then you're going to drive up in your 69 Chevy cruising. And everyone who's on the automated car is going, oh, my God, he's driving his own car. He's a madman. Get him off the road.
Well, they're going to mandate. They're going to mandate that you can't be there because you're going to be the fly in the ointment. Their automated hive system is not going to work if we got humans in the middle of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to keep the humanity, folks. Stay with us.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be Californian standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Here in America, we're at a turning point tonight, with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
As I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress, and he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said, this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
All right, I'm David Knight, and you just heard a clip of a lot of different media figures who are saying the same thing that we are. We see what they're doing. We understand that this is an engineered coup by the establishment, the political establishment, the media establishment, to subvert this election. We understand what's going on. You better not try it. And I want to talk a little bit here about John McAfee, because he was going to be our guest tomorrow. I wanted to have him on because he's been very vocal. About a week ago, he was saying that he planned to destroy Google. Interesting. He said he's got a box called Sentinel to do it. But I want you to hear what he said about Google, because you need to start to understand what this is all really about. Just as I was talking in the last segment about the fact that it's the metadata that they want more than anything. They can piece this together to give them a picture of who you are and what you're doing. And, of course, if they don't get it right, that could be a life-destroying designation. We see what's happening with the police, trigger-happy, trained in a shoot-first curriculum. What if they come out and they are told that you are a wanted suspect because the AI failed? That's something that you should really be concerned about. But also, let's understand where this is coming from. As John McAfee said last week, he said, if you believe that Google is not harmful, then you must believe that the total loss of our privacy and our human dignity is not harmful. What's under his skin is the reduction of humanity to Google profiles. I say, we're not numbers, he said. I'm not a statistic. I'm not a collection of attitudes and desires. I'm a human being with my own dreams, my own hopes, my own problems. By making me a number, you have removed my dignity. And he says Google has taken the mantle of corporate conscience and they've sacrificed it on the altar of mammon for money. He said this company that is famous for its motto, don't be evil, said corruption and power does not come in a flash. It comes slowly. It creeps. And as it creeps, the better instincts of the human animal are moved away from power itself by money and by influence. And so that was what he was saying a week ago. And then we also had him talking about Bitcoin. He believes that Bitcoin is going to go through the roof. He said, no matter how much government and regulators may scream and complain, he said, there'll be a world standard alternative currency. He said, Bitcoin appears to be the one. It cannot possibly be a bubble. He had tweeted out that he thought that Bitcoin was going to reach a minimum of $500,000 within 3 years. And he said, the reason for this, he said, I have a doctorate in point set topology. It predicts Bitcoin at over $2.5 million in 3 years. Other math systems predict it between $2.6 million. And so he came with a conservative estimate of $500,000. So he's been making some statements I think are very interesting about the freedom of our currency, but also about our privacy. And what I was just talking about with cars, with the collectivization of cars and the control that comes with it. You have to understand that if they are able to take the human driver out of the car, they're able to reduce you to a controllable number. They can control your very movement. That is a very dangerous thing. And we all need to be aware of what is happening with this as they mandate these vehicle-to-vehicle boxes that are going to be talking between different cars so they can platoon, so they can drive very rapidly, very close to each other. The car in front is passing information to all the other cars, and they react instantly to that. Well, fine, except that they can't do that with humans on the highway. It is going to be their way or no highway for you. So that's what's going to happen with this. And that's going to give them complete control over our transportation. And if you think that's a good thing, just look at what's going on in the places where transportation is completely controlled by the government. New York City, for example. This last weekend, we had de Blasio, and he's ordering the police to clear the homeless out of the subways because the subways are a mess in New York. And so we've got the Democrat governor of New York versus the Democrat mayor of New York City, and they're at war with each other, and they're saying, well, you know, this guy's got the money and he's not using it. And so the governor and the head of the Metropolitan Transit Association were blaming the mayor of New York City, saying he's got $4 billion and he's not using it to fix the subway. Meanwhile, he says, well, the state's got $2.5 billion of our money and they're not using it to fix. None of them are doing anything about it. But they want to control. And they don't want to fix the roads. Because why? They don't want to enlarge the roads. They don't want cars in their cities. They don't want drivers controlling the cars. It's a question of control. Just like they want complete control over your health care. This is part of UN Agenda 21, keeping us in the city so that we don't even have the ability to drive out of the city without having to go through their transportation system. It's completely taking this over. So John McAfee is absolutely right. That's why I want to talk to him as soon as he can. But this is what happened just over this weekend. I tweeted out, I said, John McAfee was supposed to come on the show with me tomorrow, just verified that he was attacked. And we saw this being put out on his Twitter account. His wife said, my husband is still breathing. And she said, McAfee remembers, tell them that winter is coming. You left the wolf alive. You sheep will never be safe. So that's kind of strange. And I remembered that a few days earlier, he had tweeted out this picture, if you guys can pull that up. It's a picture of John McAfee and his wife, and in the background is a third individual. It's kind of staring forward, looking a little bit sinister, and he says, I need help identifying the man over my shoulder. So I contacted him and I said, are you okay to come on the show? Are you going to be able to come on? And he sent me back a cryptic message. I tweeted this out on my Twitter account, Libertarian. He said, Belize is again attempting to silence me, but I will not be silenced. So we wish the best to John McAfee. Very interesting character, but he is very outspoken and very right about privacy. And let me tell you something. The John McAfees of this world are the ones that are going to protect our freedoms, not people like Jeff Sessions. We need to stop putting our faith in the politicians who have created the system, who have allowed it to exist, who turn their eyes the other way when the Constitution is violated, who take an oath to the Constitution and then ignore it. It's going to be the people like John McAfee. It's going to be the people like Julian Assange at WikiLeaks that are going to tell us the truth, that are going to fight this. That's the thing that is really, truly important about this. Along with that line, I want to look at this article here again. We mentioned it at the beginning of the show from Zero Hedge. This is a person, Dr. Pippa Malgren. She's a U.S. policy analyst, a former member of the Working Group on Financial Markets. That's what's commonly called the Plunge Protection Team. This is the group that is there to keep the stock market from crashing. But, of course, they also pump the stock market up. And what she had to say about Bitcoin, I think, is very important. She said in terms of blockchains, and this is the title of, because you know, Zero Hedge really kind of focuses on economic issues. She has some things to say about immigration that are very interesting as well, coming from a former member of the Obama administration. But the headline of the Zero Hedge article is former Plunge Protection Team member warns that blockchain is freaking the government out. And, of course, blockchain is the technical, the fundamental technical means by which Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies operate. And she said, blockchain is the new ledger. E-money is the new currency. She said, you really eliminate the black market because you can't transact anymore without it being seen. And so, for example, the European Union are talking heavily about moving to electronic money because then all this black market activity that happens in Greece and Italy where there's no tax, we'll be able to get all the tax revenue off of that. So they understand that blockchain is the key. They have a war on cash because they don't want you to have anonymity. They have a war on you driving your car because they don't want you to have anonymity and freedom of movement. They don't want you to have any economic freedom either. And so right now they're looking at this and they're saying, well, blockchain is the wave of the future. Who is going to control it? Is it going to be controlled by private issuers of blockchain? Or will it be controlled by the government? It comes down to a matter of trust. Who do you trust more? Do you trust these private issuers of these blockchain things? Because there's a lot of them. It's not just Bitcoin. There are other ones out there. Are you going to trust the government more? So they have this, and this is the bottom line, they have this test before them, this test of their authority. And they say they're saying, we've got to control this. This is what she's saying. Somebody who's a former member of the Plunge Protection Team. She said, we've got to control this, is what they're saying. Because otherwise, you're going to end up with the private sector currencies that possibly are trusted more than government currencies. And that will lead to transactions that are offline that government can't see. See, that's the real issue. Will we have freedom? Will we take our freedom back? And we come back from the break. I'm going to talk to you about what some people have done in Maine in terms of their food. We're talking about the very basics of life that these people want to take our control away from. Our ability to move, our ability to transact financially, our ability to buy things like milk and eggs without their permission. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get back to the news because I had Zach mention something to me during the break. He said, you know, talking about the fact that we've already got banks using blockchain to do clearance, and what's going to happen when Bank of America or Wells Fargo starts to issue their own currency. We'll get back to that in just a moment. I want to remind you before we get back to the news, though, that we have the special that began with the 4th of July. Free shipping store-wide, as well as massive discounts. We're continuing that to the end of the month. And, of course, we've had to take some items off because we have to reserve sufficient quantity to be able to fill our auto ship orders. And, again, if you don't know what auto ship is, that's the ability to get 10% off everything that you order. And if it's more than $50, then you get that for free shipping. You pick the product. You pick the interval at which you want to get that shipped to you. And we make sure that you're never out of stock on that. So we've had to move some of our items off, and we have put some new ones on. I want to let you know about some of the new discounts that are on there. Of course, free shipping store-wide is still in effect. We have now also put Silver Bullet on at 66% off retail, just $9.95. Very effective. And if you want to take care of your mouth, if you're concerned about gum disease, we have a package of three different items. Silver Bullet is one of them, our colloidal silver. Also, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. If you haven't tried that, folks, you're going to love this. It's got tea tree oil in it, as well as silver, which I don't think you're going to find that in any other toothpaste. It does not have fluoride, but it does have iodine. So it's very effective to fight bacteria in your mouth. So it's Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, plus this toothpaste, plus a powered toothbrush that is impregnated with silver to help fight bacteria as well. All three of those together, 50% off the regular retail price. Also, ProPure Traveler, 30% off. That's more than $55 savings off the regular price. When we're talking about gravity-fed filters, it's very important. As I pointed out last week, the new discovery in California, rural communities, over a million people find out they've got very high levels of a very strong known carcinogen in their water. 1-2-3 TCP is what they call it. And when I saw that, I looked it up to see if our filters covered it. And yes, they take out 99.4% of that, along with other things like glyphosate, a lot like lead. Don't wait to find out that you've been damaged by these chemicals. Be proactive for yourself, for your family. Filter your water. Get this stuff out. There's just so many different things, whether it's bacteria or whether it's harmful inorganic chemicals that find their way into your water. Or maybe you have a city that is paying to dump fluoride into your water, a pesticide used as a pesticide. That type of fluoride is used as a pesticide elsewhere, but they get them to pay to dump it in. And, of course, that was part of what happened in California. These companies come in, they got a toxic waste that they have to pay to get rid of, or they can deceive people and tell them, hey, you could use this as a pesticide. And now internal memos say they knew that it wasn't a pesticide all along. So take a look at the specials that we've got. Free shipping through the rest of the month of July. But, of course, we're getting pretty close to the end of July. But also up to 66% off of retail on selected products at InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for your support. That's what funds our operation. Let's get back to the news here. And as Zach was pointing out, it's like, what happens? Maybe it's not going to be the central banks. Maybe they'll be a little bit more clever about it. Maybe because people don't trust the central banks. Maybe they'll put it out there with private banks and say, yeah, buy your Bitcoin currency, a blockchain currency. That could be. You know, that goes back to the way that it used to be in the United States. It used to be that banks would issue currency. As a matter of fact, when we were in Hong Kong 10 years ago to adopt my daughter, that was what we saw there. I was just looking at the money, and it's like, well, look at this. This is different color, different size, but it's the same denomination. It says Hong Kong dollar. And it's like, what's going on with this? Radically different look to the paper money. And then I noticed it was issued by an individual bank. I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's the way it used to be in America before we had the fiat currency that we have from a central bank where it's not backed by anything. At least with the individual banks, they had to have reserves to back up that currency. But then we got into the fractional reserve banking. We got into the central banks doing this. But that is where this is going, folks. The difference is that when they come back to a Bank of America coin, a blockchain coin, now you're not going to have any privacy. Because remember, it was fine if they had an individual bank issuing paper currency that was backed by gold or whatever. But when you go to this, now you're not going to have your privacy, because I guarantee you these banks are going to be working hand in glove with the government to make sure that you have no privacy. All that information will be there for your controllers because they own you. Stay with us when we come back. We've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to talk about the other thing that was revealed by this woman, talking about the invasion that was pre-planned by the United Nations. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Early on the show, we were talking about the interview with Dr. Pippa Malgram that was transcribed on Zero Hedge. Parts of it, it was with Eric Townsend's Macro Voices podcast. It was very interesting because she talked about blockchain, whether or not it was going to be controlled privately, or whether or not the governments were going to be able to take control of the coming blockchain currency to exercise even more control over the population, or if we go in the other way, we move towards freedom. Very interesting times, isn't it? We have freedom setting on the edge of a knife, don't we? That is the quest that we have here. But I want to talk about the other thing that she talked about before she got to the financial aspects of this. And she was in the Obama administration. And so as I point out on Zero Hedge, it was very interesting that despite her liberal views regarding the free movement of people, she said she was quite worried about the crisis that we're seeing in Europe right now. She believes that it will only worsen as governments in Northern Africa become increasingly unstable. potentially leading to a financial crisis in Europe. Exactly. This is what she had to say. We're not just talking about the magnitude of refugees that we've already seen. We're talking about what's coming. And so this is where the Italian threat is very important. And the Italian threat she's speaking of is the threat of the Italian government saying, look, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We've got this massive exodus of people coming in from northern Africa, and they're coming straight here, and you're not helping us to patrol our borders. This is a massive invasion. If people can come to your country in uncontrolled, unvetted numbers, that's nothing short of an invasion. If you have absolutely no control over your borders, you have no control over your country, over your culture, over your economy, over anything, because people are just going to come in. And this was something that was a plan. I talked about this on Friday. The UN plan was documented back in 2000, 17 years ago. They were putting it out there saying, well, because of declining birth rates and because of an aging population, we've got to bring these people in. We've got to have a replacement population. They were couching it in the terms of these people are going to come in and pay for our Social Security. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. No, what's really, that's the way that it was being sold. But what is really at the bottom of this is to bring massive numbers of people in to reduce the West to a third world controllable situation like they have been able to do in their colonization or their neo-colonization throughout the third world. And this is what she had to say. They said, basically, the Italians said, look, nobody is helping us. And we get all of them because of our geographical location. So unless you guys give us a hand here, then we're just going to issue them papers and we're going to let them loose through the rest of Europe. They can go anywhere they want in Western Europe. That is, of course, a bit scary for the rest of Western Europe, which would prefer to have the problem contained. But they're not prepared to help Italy in the containment process, just as they weren't prepared to give Greece any extra money to deal with their refugee problem, which happens for the same reasons. But this is just the beginning. And you have to understand, why is this happening? This policy, again, was sold 17 years ago, said we got to bring in people in massive numbers by the millions in order to sustain the welfare entitlement state that we have created in the West. That is not what this is about. And when you hear people talking about we got to bring them in because they've got a crisis, a refugee crisis, we've said for the longest time, they're creating these crises. This was the plan all along. The crisis in Africa is something that they created in Libya. And that's where many of these people are coming from. They created it. They created the crisis, the chaos, the regime change, the following wars that happened. And then they say, ah, now we've got refugees. We've got to bring it in. That's what they wanted to do to begin with. And you have to understand that it was a plan to start with. That's why it's so important about Building 7, for example. If we go back and we look at 9/11, and we hear Silverstein say, pull it, and we see the building collapse, and we see the BBC coming on and announcing that Building 7, the third building that was never hit by a plane, that the third building had already fallen, and you can see the building over her shoulder while she's reading this, okay? That lie that they sold us to create the surveillance state. It's very important to understand that, because if you understand that they demolished Building 7, that it didn't fall down. We've never had a building that was that burned for a couple of hours, a steel skyscraper that just collapsed in its own footprint. Well, that happened three times, and only two times were the buildings even hit by a plane, if they want to try to explain it away that way. It was minor fires, minor office fires, and as we just saw the catastrophe in the UK, that building that burned, I think, for 18 hours. Never did fall down, did it? It just doesn't happen, folks. That isn't the way that the buildings fall down. They don't collapse in their footprint. So if you understand that these were controlled demolitions in the case of Building 7, it's very easy to see that. With the BBC announcing that it had fallen, it hadn't fallen. With the guy being caught saying, pull it, which is a term for demolition, and to see it collapse in its own footprint when it hadn't been hit by a plane. If you understand that, then you understand that it was something that they had planned for quite some time in advance. You don't just walk in and in a couple of hours set up a building for falling into its footprint. And the same thing is not happening for the collapse of the West either. This isn't something that just happened on the spur of the moment that they're reacting to. This is a long-term plan. That was their desire. So she goes on to say that what we're seeing now happening is not a temporary phenomenon. She said this is now that people in those parts of the world have begun to register, hey, I could just go to Europe because they've got telephones in their pocket. And the television is on their phone, so they're watching this happen. They're seeing the Western reports. And she said, this is the key, the realization that the movement may be worth it for these people in developing worlds. They're now saying that in parts of even sub-Saharan Africa, the greatest luxury good The thing that a person will buy when they have any extra money is passage to Europe. You understand that? That's what they're paying for. That's why they're coming. That is the plan. It is a planned demolition of the West to collapse it in its footprints. And, of course, this is a plan that they have been working on in terms of creating the so-called emergency events that are fueling this, as well as the attitudes of people in the West propagandizing our children. I'm going to go to that in just a moment. But remember that we do have an axis of people. We have the Prime Minister in Hungary and others. Poland is resisting this. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, they understand what's going on. And they're opposing the EU. And so, as we talked about earlier, and I'll recap this on Breitbart, the Bavarian president is saying, we know that the migration wave will continue. The minister president of Bavaria said he expects the migrant crisis to continue. He demanded that German Chancellor Angela Merkel do more to tackle it. He said, right now the situation is quiet, but we all know the immigration wave will continue. The cleanest way to solve it, he says, would be to help the refugees in their own home countries. How many times have I said that? Who said, if you want to stop the refugees from Syria, why don't you stop the war that you created for regime change? Why don't you stop funding ISIS? And we have had President Trump stop funding ISIS via the CIA. He issued that order last week. That's a positive move and the right step. We could stop the war. That would be a great help to these people. They really would like to stay in their own country rather than being uprooted and moved across the world. And we could do that. If we stop the wars that we're fomenting in those countries, we could help them in their own countries. But no, that's not the plan from the UN. That's not the plan from the EU. It's not the plan from Merkel. Chancellor Merkel suspended the rules requiring asylum seekers to lodge a claim in the first safe European nation that they enter in 2015. And she said back then there was going to be no upper limit on the number of migrants that Germany would accept. Pushing back against that, we have Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban criticizing George Soros. He understands that George Soros is working with these people to make this happen and the European Union. He says what they're seeking is a new, mixed, Muslimized Europe. They want to eradicate Western civilization and culture because it makes it easier for them to dominate people, just as they have done in the colonial period and the neocolonial period. He says the European Union, the European Commission, must regain independence from the Soros Empire before the billionaire finishes his program for the destruction of the continent. He knows exactly what this is. People in Hungary know exactly who George Soros is. They are not deceived by that man for a moment. Now, we're talking about how they prepared this in terms of education. There's an interesting article that's come out last couple of days, and Drudge has a link to one of these. And there's a California chancellor of the community college system who has said, we need to get rid of algebra. He says, getting rid of algebra is a civil rights issue. Did you realize that? They don't want you or your children or anyone to be educated. They want you to be dependent. The school system is not about educating your children. It's about propagandizing you and your children. And he said in an interview last Wednesday, he said it is a civil rights issue. He said, since the 1950s, we decided that the only measure of a student's ability to reason or to do some sort of quantitative measure is algebra. What we're saying is we want as rigorous a course as possible to determine a student's ability to succeed, but it should be relevant to their course of study. Let me say something to you. I use algebra on a daily basis. Perhaps many of you have seen the YouTube clip that's kind of funny but incredibly sad, where one girl is videotaping her friend sitting in the front seat, and she says, if we're going 80 miles an hour, how long is it going to take us to go 80 miles? And the girl's like, what? Huh? What? Say that again? And they go back and forth. She just cannot figure it out. Well, folks, that's basically algebra. Algebra is not high-level math. It's one of the lowest-level math courses you can take. I went into engineering. I took a lot of math classes that I don't use. I took calculus. I took things far past calculus that I don't use on a daily basis. I do use algebra on a daily basis, however. I used algebra on a daily basis when I had a business. It is part of being able to think critically. It's very basic math. The next thing they'll be telling you is that you should know that 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Oh, I'm sorry, they already did that with Common Core, didn't they? They don't even want you to know basic arithmetic. They don't want you to be educated. The purpose of education used to be to create independent thinkers. They used to call it a liberal education because it would liberate you to follow and to have the tools of learning so that you could follow your own interests into things, so that you could pursue your own education. It is not a bucket that you fill, but it is a fire that you light, and you give people the tools to pursue that fire. That's what education is, but they don't want education. And we had Charlotte Iserby, as well as Phyllis Schlafly, tell us at the beginning of the Reagan administration, when they went to Washington to work with the Department of Education, they were hoping they could shut the thing down. That's what we had been promised by Ronald Reagan when he ran for president. He was going to shut down the Department of Education. As I've said before, it was like Rosemary's Baby. It was this monster in a cradle. It was less than 4 years old. Jimmy Carter had created that thing. And Ronald Reagan said, rightfully so, the federal government has no place in setting up education. Shouldn't be involved. Should not be involved in any way, shape, or form. That doesn't belong to the federal government. I would argue it doesn't belong to government at any level. But it certainly doesn't belong to the federal government. We need to keep education as close to the parents and the individual as possible. We should have local control of that. Instead, it has been moving in the opposite direction. It went from the parents to the community, from the community to the state, from the state to the federal government. And it's going to go from there to the United Nations. That's part of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. They will determine what the children need to know to be good citizens of the United Nations. That's a paraphrase, but not a rough paraphrase of their own document. They want you to be subservient members to them. It's education to them. It's about propaganda. It is about manipulating the way that you think. It is about taking away the tools of learning. And so when you look at this and they're saying, well, this is a civil rights issue, you need to take control of your own education, the education of your children. You need to say, well, what is the purpose of education? Is it to make me more intelligent? Is it to give me the tools of learning? Or is it to give me a piece of paper and credentials? Yes, those can be useful in terms of getting a job for somebody else. But if you really want to succeed in life, you really need the real thing, folks. We need to get past these boxes that they put us in. We need to think past these institutions that they offer us, these institutions like schools. You don't need a school for an education. It can be useful, but it can also be detrimental, as we're seeing right here. We got to get rid of algebra. We don't want our kids to think. And this is a civil rights issue. No, if you really cared about civil rights, you would want to challenge these kids to think critically. That's the whole purpose. Think of algebra just as a critical thinking issue. But it has real-world ability. Connected to this, we see on the Daily Mail this story, a spoof from a neurology expert. He creates a scientific paper, and he sprinkles it with Star Wars stuff, and he sends it out to these different organizations to see if they will, these journals will publish it. Neurology expert revealed they were able to convince a trio of medical journals to publish a Star Wars-themed fake manuscript, despite it being packaged full of references to George Lucas's Star Wars series. It was titled Mitochondria. Structure, function, and clinical relevance. It was poorly written. It was an absurd mess of factual errors, plagiarism. Yeah, because they were taking lines directly out of the movie. He said, I want to test whether predatory journals would publish an obviously absurd paper, wrote the author. He said, so I created a spoof manuscript about midichlorians, the fictional entities that live inside cells and give Jedi Knights their powers in Star Wars. He said, I filled it with other references to a galaxy far, far away. And he gave it to 9 journals. And he did it under the name of Dr. Lucas McGeorge and Dr. Anakin. They published it. And let me just read a little bit of this, because it's actually kind of funny. It starts out, sounds very technical, and then it just starts quoting from Star Wars. He says, midichlorian-mediated oxidative stress causes cardiomyopathy in type 2 diabetics. As more fatty acids are delivered to the heart and into cardiomyocytes, the oxidation of fatty acids in these cells increases. Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? I thought not. It is not a story the Jedi would tell you. It was a Sith legend. Darth Plagueis was a Dark Lord of the Sith, so powerful and so wise that he could use the Force to influence the midichlorians and to create life and so on and so forth. I mean, we really need Alex Jones here doing his spot-on imitation of James Earl Jones doing Darth Vader to do relevance to this. But it just shows that when you see something in scientific journals, and when they tell you that we have a consensus, and that we know that there's global warming going on, you need to be able to think independently. But they don't want you to think independently. That's why they don't even want you to know not even just algebra, but basic arithmetic. They don't want you to think. But they also want to control what you see. Remember, we had the story earlier about the Minnesota school system adopting all kinds of transgender toolkit that will go down to kindergarten people, and they're going to sponge the language of any gender-specific stuff. Well, in the UK, we've also got an organization there that is demanding that queer theology be taught in seminaries, erasing all religious freedom. This is a stunning document. It's a story from WND. A stunning document released by Wilton Park, an agency of the Foreign Office. It recommends that the Bible be reinterpreted to make it compatible with LGBTI theology, whatever that is. Okay? This is pointed out by the Barnabas Fund. This is where it goes, folks. They have absolutely no interest in free speech and people who have control of their own lives. Our educational system is about propagandizing people because it's run by the government. You want to talk about fake news and how they lie to people? They're lying to your children in school. Or if you're in school, they're lying to you. You need to be able to think for yourself. They don't want you to have those tools. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to give you some more tools to think about. We're going to talk about taking control of your food source. How about that? A novel idea from Maine. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
David Knight here, our last segment of the hour before we get back to the news, and important news about you taking control of your freedom and how you can do it at the state level. You don't have to wait for it to be handed to you. Guess what? They're never going to hand you your freedom. You're not going to be carried to a state of liberty on a feather bed. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to demand for it. You're going to have to take control of it yourself. I'm going to tell you how people in Maine have just taken a very important step in that direction. But before we do, real quickly, this is the end of July that we're coming up to. We've had this special since the 4th of July. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com and massive discounts on some of our most popular products. We have now taken some of them off just because it's been so popular. We're running out, but we have now put on some new items I want to tell you about real quickly. Up to 66% discount. Here's the one that's 66%. Silver Bullet, only $9.95. That's 66% off the retail price. You can find that and get free shipping right now if you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, the Super Silver Oral Care Package. That's Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, and a powered toothbrush that has bristles that are impregnated with silver to keep the bad bacteria out of your mouth. That is the key thing to control bacteria in your mouth that fights gum disease, which fights heart attacks that come from that gum disease. So that is 50% off the regular price, that three-pack that's there. Also, ProPure Travelers, that's our gravity-fed filter, 30% off, that's $55 off the regular price. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids, 33% off the regular price. And again, there's free shipping on top of this for every item at the InfoWars store. So I want you to take a look at that. We really do appreciate your support. That's why we offer these kinds of specials for you. The month of July is coming up on us real quickly, and that's when free shipping is going to end. So take advantage of that now. Now, I want to talk about what people in Maine have done. And take a look at this article here, the picture there. I drink raw milk, arrest me. That's a protest sign somebody put there, and they've got a milk jug with handcuffs on it. Because that happens, and has happened, throughout this country. And they have just passed a law in Maine. This is coming from the Free Thought Project. They said, first of its kind, food sovereignty law has just legalized local food trade without government interference. Raw milk, free-range eggs, organic vegetables, no problem. Maine's food sovereignty law has just legalized buying food again. How about that? They've taken a bold step toward freedom. They've become the first state in the U.S. to enact a food sovereignty law, giving communities power to regulate their local food economy. The bill was titled An Act to Recognize Local Control Regarding Food and Water Systems. It was passed unanimously by the state Senate, and it was signed into law by the governor, Paul LePage. They say what this means is that neighbors can sell their eggs, their milk, and other wholesome foods to other neighbors without the fear of state-level interference. Understand, the federal government has been introducing itself in unwelcome ways, not just to marijuana laws, but all of you need to think about how they have used the Commerce Clause. Going back to the Depression, when they wanted to put in price supports for farmers, and they wanted to make sure that everybody was part of that program. Remember, there was a case where there was a farmer who was growing wheat or corn, and he said, I'm not selling this product across state lines, so the federal government has nothing to say here. And he was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. But the Supreme Court said, no, they can dictate to you. Where did we go from there? We had the government enact the war on drugs, saying it was part of the Commerce Clause, taking over control of everything, telling people, no, you can't sell raw milk. But you can take it back because it is nothing than a bluff. They're lying to you. The letter of the law is on your side. Take it back at the state and local level, whether or not the corrupt people in Washington are going to stand with you. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN. the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president